بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى In Suratul Qalam, Qalam means the pen. Allah has commenced this surah with the letter Noon. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Hamim, Hamim, Ain Sin Qaf, Noon. All these are known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at. The meaning of these words, Allah alone knows best. Thereafter Allah takes an oath on the pen. Allah says, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ and what they write, referring to the angels. So, qalam, ulama have given various tafsir. It either refers to the qalam, which wrote out the fate, the destiny, the taqdeer of man. وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ And whatever the angels are commanded to write. So Allah has taken a qasam on these two things. The pen that has written the taqdeer and the scribes, whatever they have written. Other ulama say, Al-Qalam could even refer to an ordinary pen which you and I use. Now remember, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on various things. For example, Allah has taken an oath on the sun, وَالشَّمْسِ. Allah has taken an oath on the moon, وَالْقَمَرِ. Allah has taken an oath on the stars, وَالنَّجْمِ. Allah has taken an oath on the sky, وَالسَّمَاءِ. Allah has taken an oath on the war horses, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. Allah has taken an oath on time, وَالْعَصْرِ. Allah does not need to take an oath on anything. But Allah takes an oath on certain things to bring out the importance of those things. In this particular verse, Allah has taken a qasam on the pen, showing the importance of the pen. And specifically, the pen which is written, the taqdeer of mankind, and all what the angels have written. After Allah takes a qasam, it is His habit to bring out a message. For example, wal-asr. Allah has taken a qasam on time, then Allah has got a message. Verily man is at a loss. In Surah Al-Adiyat, after Allah has taken a qasam on the war horses and describes the scene of the war and how loyal the horse is to its master, that despite the fighting and the chaos in the battlefield, and despite the flashing of the swords and the steel, the horse is prepared to give its life for the sake of the master. It is loyal. So in that particular surah, the message Allah mentions after that is, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. That verily man is most ungrateful to his Rabb. In this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after taking a qasam on the pen, Allah says, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ مِمَجْنُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the grace and favor of your Rabb, you are not insane. The mushrikeen in Makkah would say that he is majnoon, ma'adallah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insane, he's a madman. In some places they would say he's a poet, he's a magician, he's a sorcerer. He's making jadu on people. And in other times they would say he's a mad person, he's insane. Allah, the message Allah has here, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. With the blessing of your Allah, you are not insane. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. And verily, for you is a limitless reward. There's no limit to the reward. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised great patience and sabr. When they would mock at him, insult him, jeer at him, scoff at him, they would persecute him, call him terrible names. He made sabr on all those things. And the reward for sabr is limitless. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So Allah is saying that you have got your sawab, there is no limit to your reward. In fact, Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on a very exalted character, a very high standard of character. When Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so she asked the Sahabi, have you noted the Qur'an? كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The character of Rasulullah was the Qur'an. Yesterday, last night we mentioned about the Qur'an. So all those good qualities of the believers, the muttaqeen, the mu'mineen, you'll find it in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The soft nature, the composure he had, the kindness, the generosity, the humility. A slave girl would come suddenly and hold the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pull him to one corner to ask some question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not regard it below his dignity to see to whatever problem she had. You'd find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never struck any person, any slave, or any of his wives, or any person on the face. In fact, only at times of war, where he was compelled to use his hands, that is the only time he used his hands. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave. Imagine the person who put poison in the meat, Zainab bint Haritha, the Jewish woman. And she fed that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Sahabi passed away, but Rasulullah for himself, he did not take revenge. He had pardoned the woman, but because if Sahabi passed away, then they had to take qisas from her. There are numerous examples. We mentioned the other day, as he is walking, suddenly a Bedouin comes suddenly and tugs on the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very violently. And he says, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, murli min mali Allahi ladhi ataak. That wealth which Allah has given you, come on, command your sahaba to give me some of that wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just smiled at him and immediately told the sahaba to give him something. A person promises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will meet a certain place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, he waits and he waits and he waits. And he does not leave that place except to answer the call to nature or for salat. He comes back to that place. That person had forgotten after some time and he goes past by and he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing in the place waiting for you. Nabi sallallahu never became angry. If he became angry, it was solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The mannerism, the etiquettes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely high. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, you will see, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will see, بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ, which person is really insane and mad. Are you mad or are they mad? When will they see this? On the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيرِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Verily your Rabb knows who is guided, who is gone astray. They are saying that, oh, that Muhammad is gone astray. He's a mad person. Allah says, He knows very well who is insane, who's gone astray, who is on the path of guidance. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not obey those who falsify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disbelievers, they would wish that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes a compromise. He compromises his deen. And they were prepared to make compromises. Remember, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which you and I cannot compromise. Many times we are in such situations that we feel, no, let's make some compromise with those people who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are prepared to make different compromises. Allah says, وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. Their desire is that you must compromise your deen, so that they will also compromise. Allah prohibits Rasulullah from doing such a thing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not obey every such person who takes a lot of oaths, but he is despicable, he is maheen. Ulama Mufassirin write, it applies to every disbeliever, but specifically Walid bin Mughira. Walid bin Mughira was a leader of the Quraysh, and qualities of his are mentioned in the following verses. He would take many false oaths, false promises. He was maheen, despicable. Hammaz, we mentioned the other day, finding false, deriding people. Masha'im bin Amin. He would carry tales, cause facade, friction, cause problems between people. Manna'il lil khair. He always prohibited others from doing good. He himself was a miser. Mu'tadin athim. He was a transgressor. He was an open sinner. He violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utullin. He was very harsh. He was a cruel person. After all these bad qualities, on top of that, zanim. He was illegitimate. He did not know who his father was. It's mentioned in the Kitab of Walid bin Mughira. When he heard that these verses were revealed regarding him, he acknowledged every quality that was mentioned regarding him, every bad trait. He knew these were his traits and habits. But he had a doubt in the last one. Ba'da dhalika zanim. I'm illegitimate. He goes to his mother and he says, listen, tell me the truth. Allah had revealed these verses regarding me. He was a disbeliever. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned this. All these were his qualities. He knew he had these bad qualities. And he wanted to verify the last one. His mother says, yes, that you are illegitimate. Quran Sharif had mentioned all these things. And therefore Rasulullah was told, don't compromise your deen in any way for these people. They will make all false promises and they will break those promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "An kana dha mali wa baneen." This person is so proud and arrogant and he has all these terrible qualities just because he has wealth and he has many children. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When our verses are recited to him, he says these are old tales, ancient tales, stories. This is not truth, this is not reality. سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ. Allah says, we will brand him on his nose on the day of Qiyamah. He'll be thrown in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah says that we tested the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, just like we tested the people of the garden, of the orchard. And the story is of a person, a father, who was very, very generous, very wealthy, and he leaves behind a huge orchard for his sons. And the father used to feed the poor. Some part of the produce he would give to the poor and the needy. When the father passes on, then these young sons, they say, our father was a fool, man. So much of the produce he would give to the needy. They don't really need anything. They don't deserve it. So what is their plan? إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. That they will go the next morning and they will harvest the crops. And they took an oath. But they forgot to say, Insha'Allah. Like in Surah Al-Kahf, the whole incident is given where the Yahud came and asked Rasulullah those three questions. And he said, I will give you the answer. But Rasulullah did not say, Insha'Allah. On that, there was a delay on Wahi. And Rasulullah was worried because the Yahud came and asked those questions. And now he As a Nabi of Allah, he had to give them the answers. Otherwise, they would see that he was false. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever we are going to do, always say that if Allah wills. Say, inshaAllah. If a person does not say, inshaAllah, then you will find that the thing will not take place. Or there will be a delay in that. Whatever he has intended to do. So similarly here too, they did not say inshallah, and even their plan was not a good plan. So they intended not to give any poor person. They thought, let us go and harvest all the fruit and the crops and keep everything for ourselves. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down an azab. Whilst they were fast asleep, the word ta'if refers to a night, something that comes at night. So azab came at night, whilst they were fast asleep. And all the crops were destroyed. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالسَّرِيمِ. They did not know. They woke up in the morning, call out to one another, early part of the morning. Let us rush, go early, and go to our the orchard. If we really want to harvest these crops and keep all the produce for ourselves. So they go, they set out very secretly, very quietly, whispering to one another. They listen, make sure no poor person happens to come here today. We have to be on guard. They did not want to share anything with any poor person. So they proceed in the morning and thinking to themselves, they are going to be able to harvest the crops. But when they reach there, they see that everything is destroyed. So they feel, perhaps we made a mistake, we lost the road. Inna lalloon. We made a mistake, we took a wrong road. But when they really look properly, they realize that this was their farm. This was their orchard. And they realize their folly, their mistake. And what do they say? بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. We are totally deprived. We thought we would deprive the orphans, the needy, the poor people. In reality, we are the ones who are mahroom. So the good one amongst them, he began to say, did I not tell you we should not do such a thing? Any case, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek Allah's forgiveness. We have done wrong. So immediately, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they acknowledge their mistake. Inna kunna zalimeen. And of course, whenever there's a problem like this, then one will blame the other. A time of a crisis, then the person will say, no, it's you, it was because of you. And he'll point the finger at the other person. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. But that is too late now to reproach and scold and blame, put the blame on somebody else. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ. That we really transgress, we really went beyond the limits. We should not have had such bad intentions. And then they hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have hopes in Allah that Allah will change them and give them better than what they had lost. And they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. This is how azab of Allah ta'ala comes. And this azab is of the dunya. But the real azab of the akhirat, that is more severe. If only the people know. So there are great lessons for all of us. That when we accumulate dunya, we should also share from there to the needy, the poor, the orphans. Don't have intention that of hoarding our wealth and not spending on the needy ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us not to be misers. Not to hoard our wealth. The more we will give people, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan promises you poverty if you give people. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr. He makes you feel that if I'm going to spend on some good cause, if I'm going to give some charity to some institution, some madrasa or some poor person or to the masjid, then my money will decrease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah destroys interest, but Allah gives barakat. When a person gives sadaqah, Allah increases the barakah of his wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hand out some monies when people would come, poor people. And so Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would give. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was worried that he had a limited amount and perhaps all his money would get finished. So he was giving, or he was rationing this money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this. He tells, Ya Bilal, anfiq ya Bilal. Wala takhsha min dhil arshi ikhlala. O Bilal, spend. Don't fear poverty. Don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become poor if you spend. Allah will still give you more. Don't fear poverty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the possessor of the arsh. So the more we spend, anfiq, yunfaq alayk. The more a person spends on the poor, the needy, the more Allah Ta'ala will give him. And have yaqeen in this. If you give a person 1 rand, guaranteed somehow Allah Ta'ala will replace you by ten, minimum. As a Thani Rahmatullah Ali, somebody comes and gives him a whole box of eggs. So the person had sent about 100 eggs. Or some food item. But the person, the khadim who had come, on the way he thought, no, Hazrat, what is he doing so much of eggs? So he kept 10 for himself. When he gives it to Hazrat Thani Rahmatul Ali, Hazrat counts it. He says, there's 10 short here. This person gets a shock. Hazrat, how did you know? He said, no, I had given some sadaqah. It was maybe 10 rand or something. Or some item he had given. He said, Allah promises that minimum I will get 10. Times 10. So I should have got 100, only 90. So the person owned up. So we have yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have promises, have yaqeen in the blessing that Allah has promised us. So this will spur us on to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we find ourselves, we will become very tight. We won't be able to spend even on our own families. We will accumulate huge bank balances. But we won't be able to spend on our own wife or own children. And therefore we mentioned so many times in the past few nights that when maut comes, what does the person take behind with him? Nothing. He takes absolutely nothing with him. What did Fir'aun take? He left all his riches, he left his palace, he left all the enjoyment he had, everything behind. He took nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on these verses. I mentioned these are the last few surahs of Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks a lot about his qudrat, his greatness. You'll find proofs of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala mentioned. Allah talks about Qiyamah mainly in the last few paras. That Qiyamah is a reality. Allah talks about A'mal being weighed. Allah talks about standing before Allah Rabbul Izzat, the day of reckoning, the day of Hisab Kitab. Allah talks about Jahannam. Allah talks about Jannat. Mainly about Mahshur. Allah talks about resurrection. So that we prepare. In the very first verse, Surah Mulk in the 29th para which we read today, Allah talks about maut. Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayat. You know, we got life first and then we experience death. But in this verse, Allah spoke about death first. So Allah brings our goal in front of us. So we realize that we are striving towards the akhirat and we are not living in this world forever and ever. And immediately after that, Allah talks about His Qudrat, His power, by making mention of the skies, the 7 firmaments, which are in 7 layers. Allah says, do you see any cracks in those skies, in this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you see any holes, any fissures? هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ تَفَاوُتْ فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرْ Check properly, Allah says. Maybe you didn't see the first time properly. Observe carefully. Allah says, كَرَّتِين, twice. And you will come to the firm conclusion that this is so perfectly built, the skies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And man thinks that he is so powerful. He's got knowledge. He's got different abilities and skills. And he develops in himself arrogance. And therefore in one verse Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ Are you more stronger or the skies? بَنَاهَا Allah built it. And Allah built it very firmly. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنِيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُسْعُونَ So Allah wants us to ponder over His different things that He has created. إِلَىٰ عَظِيمِ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ If you look at the different things Allah has, the mountains, the oceans, Allah wants us to reflect and ponder by looking at this huge ocean. Who has created it? Who is controlling it? Who has created these mountains? Who has created the sky? Who has created this land? Who has created all the trees? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah wants us to ponder and reflect over His supremacy, His might, His power, His grandeur, His qudrat, so that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who realizes the might of Allah, then automatically the love of Allah comes into his heart. When the love of Allah ta'ala comes into a person's heart, then he will obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he will make sure he does not do anything that will make Allah ta'ala naraz and angry. And that was the lesson the entire month of Ramadan on taqwa, that we should do those things that Allah has commanded us, and refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited us from. How does this taqwa come? By bringing in our heart the love of Allah. Right in the beginning, before the last 10 nights, I mentioned that we have to become the lovers of Allah. That should be in our focus. We have still another 2 or 3 days left. Allah knows best. Tomorrow will be the 29th night, inshallah, the last odd night. These are the last few hours of this Mubarak month. Otherwise, if we take or we reflect on our lives pre-Ramadan and not during Ramadan, have we really made any changes? Is my love for Allah still the same? Or has it increased? Have I developed that khawf of Allah Ta'ala? Do I really have that hope in the mercy of Allah? How much more obedient have I become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have I just heard the verses and bayans and nasihat and I'm still standing in the same place? I haven't moved an inch more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still have time to introspect our lives, to reflect and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I said, make dua to Allah, Allah gives us hidayat. And Allah shows us the right path. Allah opens the path to us. Years have gone by and it's the same process of roza we keep, taraweeh, and then it's Ramadan, finish Eid and we're rejoicing and we're back to old habits. Then what change have we made in our lives? What type of islah have we underwent? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Nobody is perfect. We all are weak. But there has to be a time when we realize now that we are moving closer and closer towards Akhirat. And we'll be standing all alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody can assist us then. Each person has to give an account of his own deeds. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانُ It's between him, on him and Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. That is why we said, these are nights, not of only bayans and things like that. Idea is to connect to Allah, to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring in ourselves humility, good akhlaq, that harshness in our lives has to go away, that anger, the pride, the jealousy, it's only jealousy, 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 jealousy. And all because of dunya. All because of dunya. We go to the Qabristan, cell phone is out, only talk about business. Inside the masjid, whether it's big night or any night, Ramadan, no Ramadan, it's becoming sickening. The masjid of Allah subhanahu, we have made it a place where you only gossip, only talk about dunya, making transactions, this deal, that deal, selling this, selling that, whole lives. And there has to be the time now. We talk about we're making dhikr of Allah, we're doing this, we're making islah, we're listening to bayan, waaz, nasihat. But his heart is still filled with everything besides Allah. His heart is filled with everything besides Allah. Ikhlas, sincerity in whatever we do, whatever we say. We should never do things for name, fame. As I mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come, a scholar, an alim, a qari. Ya Allah, I did this for you, I did that. Allah said, you did everything for name and fame. Go, you got it in the world. Now into Jahannam. Allah save us. A rich person. We have that bad habit, that bad tendency. Anything. My name must be there. It's name, name, name. Must put it in a placard. People must know. Among the seven people who will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person. He gives charity with his right hand and his left hand does not even know. In other words, he gives it with such sincerity. When are those qualities going to come into our lives? We spoke about the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam. We all love Rasulullah Sallam dearly. This is the truth. But his beautiful qualities, his noble, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. His sincerity, how Rasulullah dealt with the people. How do we deal with our workers, I mentioned the other day, our helpers at home, people working us with us in our factories, in our shops, in our hospitals, in our madrasas, in our schools. How do we treat them? How do we speak to them? How do we treat our wives and children? We have got a lot of work to achieve. We've got so much to accomplish in such a short period of time. And it can happen only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. We have to take the first step to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The moment we just take a first step, like I mentioned to some of our youngsters the other day, any youngster gets worried that I could do so many things and how am I going to get it right? Just take the baby steps towards Allah and Allah comes running to you. Allah comes running to you. Allah creates means of you getting hidayat. Allah creates avenues and Allah opens such roads for you that you also get a shock. You also get surprised. Ya Allah, I'm so undeserving and you are doing so much for me. And Allah gives you such contentment, such sukoon. When all these elders and mashayikh, they used to come and mention our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would say, it's got nothing to do with speeches, it's all to do with the heart. Couldn't understand, what is he talking about? Still we're so weak. May Allah bless us with the sweetness of Iman. May Allah bless us with the goblet of His love. Person gets the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he becomes crazy in the love of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then that is the condition that the ulama and mashayikh of the past would say. And they would very boldly say to the Mughal emperors and rulers, that if only you people knew what we got in our heart, the enjoyment, the ecstasy we enjoy, you will fight us with your swords to snatch away that ecstasy and enjoyment. How many a wealthy person has got all the riches of this world, but he's got no chain, no sukoon at all. Nothing. He has to actually take sleeping tablets to sleep. But the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart is ghamproof. Nothing of the dunya is affecting him. If there's a loss in dunya, then too he is happy. If there's an increase in the dunya, he makes shukr, he's happy. He's always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we need to strive to achieve. That our connection with Allah all the time. There mustn't be a second when we become ghafil, heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that happens, then immediately we make dhikr of Allah. We remind ourselves of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah help us to spend the remaining days and nights correctly. If we have missed out so far and we have not really made amends and sincere repentance, then there is still the chance. There is still the chance. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Only one session tonight because our youngsters in i'tikaf, we have reserved some time just for them, inshallah. There's so many youngsters who have come, mashallah, except the i'tikaf. Allah make it easy for them. So we have some question and answer session only for them, inshallah. So this is the, we'll just make some zikr, inshallah, and dua, inshallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah la ilaha 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 illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم کمزور ہیں ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ لیکن تو قوی ہے تو عزیز ہے تو حکیم ہے تو غفور ہے تو رحیم ہے تو رحمان ہے یا اللہ ہماری تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ forgive us every single sin we committed my اللہ یا اللہ اب تو معاف فرما یا اللہ رمضان is now coming to a termination my اللہ یا اللہ to a completion my اللہ یا اللہ معاف فرما یا اللہ let it not happen my اللہ that we are amongst those people who are cursed بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له يا الله let it not be that we are amongst those people that Ramadan comes it goes and still they are not forgiven يا الله don't make us amongst the أشقياء فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل يا الله don't deprive us of your mercy now my Allah يا الله we are right at the tail end of Ramadan my Allah يا الله forgive us for all our shortcomings my Allah يا الله accept our mehnat, our tooty booty mehnat, our ibadat, my Allah. يا الله we know we did not read our namaz correctly, my Allah. يا الله we know we faltered, my Allah. يا الله our rozas we didn't keep correctly, my Allah. يا الله even whilst we were fasting, يا الله we made ghibat, we lied, we cheated, my Allah. We made gunas, my Allah. يا الله our tilawat wasn't correct, my Allah. Our dhikrullah, our tawbah, our du'as. يا الله forgive us. Overlook our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ash-shakur, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, your beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, my Allah, in the hadith of Qudsi, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, it is written on your arsh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the love that you have for us, my Allah, the mercy that you have for us, my Allah, Ya Allah is far greater than the mercy our own parents have for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, don't make anybody mahroom now, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our condition is, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our condition be, my Allah. Am nadim hai, sharminda hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have left all those gunas, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, sins of our eyes, ears, my Allah, our heart. our feet, our hands, our limbs, my Allah, our private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise we will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling that nadamat, my Allah. We are feeling that pain, embarrassment, that shame, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, my Allah, then nobody else can forgive us, my Allah. And if you are not going to forgive us in these Mubarak nights, my Allah, when your doors of mercy are open so wide, my Allah, when even shayateen are chained, my Allah, Ya Allah, then we have no other hopes than, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will be doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah if we are not forgiven, my Allah? Ya Allah, we will be thrown into Jahannam, then, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make shaitan happy, then, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our Rasulullah be happy, my Allah. He cried for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. He made great sacrifices, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, for forgetting those sacrifices, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, for Ya Allah, for not showing, you're making shukr of all the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our lives, Ya Allah, for the better now, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. To refrain from all sins, my Allah. Don't let us disobey you even for a second, my Allah. Don't make us live lives of ghaflat and heedlessness, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be from the zakireen, from the shakireen, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist in your dhikr and remembrance, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist in reciting the Quran, my Allah. In making tawbah, istighfar, tasbihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people now, my Allah. Give us akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he had an exalted character, my Allah. Our character is so bad, my Allah. Yet we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have abandoned his way of life. Forgive us for that, my Allah. Bring us back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Give us the understanding of deed, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal saliha, of good deeds, my Allah. Make us have righteous and pious lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi become asan for us, my Allah. Don't let one morsel of haram enter our bellies, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our sources of income be halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only eat halal, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only indulge in halal, my Allah. Protect us from riba, protect us from haram transactions, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use our monies in the halal way, my Allah. In halal avenues, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi be wholesome, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from being disloyal and cheating and deceiving people, my Allah. Protect us from fraud, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from lying and carrying tales, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from deriding people and denigrating people, my Allah. Help us to control our zuban, my Allah. Help us to control our private parts. Help us to control our gaze, my Allah. Don't let us cast lustful glances at the haram woman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Protect them from drugs and women. Protect them from drugs and drinking, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have made tawbah, my Allah. If all of us to make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made tawbah, my Allah, they have turned to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are afraid, my Allah, after the month of Ramadan, when shayateen now will be unchained, they'll be released, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan will gang up against us again, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, dono ne hai kya, mujhko taba. Ya Allah, they are worried, my Allah. What will happen then? Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of us complete istiqamat, my Allah. On taqwa, on iman, my Allah. Keep us in pious company, my Allah. Keep us in good company, my Allah. Whenever we are tempted, my Allah, towards evil, ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, ya Allah. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. اللهم نقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب يا الله keep us far away from sins my Allah يا الله do not take us close to sins my Allah اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك يا الله do not make us disobey you my Allah يا الله fill our hearts now my Allah with your love and ishq my Allah يا الله give us a taste of your love my Allah Ya Allah, we want to become your ushaq, my Allah. Far too long we have read stories about the lovers of Allah, my Allah. We have read too many stories about others who had love for you, my Allah. Make us amongst those lovers now, my Allah. Make us amongst the list of your pious friends, my Allah. Make us some your awliya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are unworthy. Ya Allah, hum to napaak gande hai, ya Allah. Hum nalaik hai, ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have made an effort. They made a sacrifice, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're sitting here, my Allah. They've raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person, my Allah. We're not begging from somebody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot beg from any other person besides you, my Allah. Because nobody can bestow kindness like how you will bestow upon us, my Allah. Nobody is more merciful than you, my Allah. You are most merciful of all those who show mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. There is no other ilah besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the loving Allah, the kind Allah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are Mubarak days now, Mubarak nights, my Allah. The last few are left now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not see another Ramadan until next year, my Allah. If you give us life and you give us health, Ya Allah, grant us good life, good health, my Allah. Make us see many more Ramadan with afiyat, my Allah, in a good condition, Ya Allah. We do not know how, whether we will even live till Eid even, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives, our children. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, our relatives, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is, my Allah, whichever part of the world he may be in, or she may be in, my Allah, whatever the condition, my Allah. We are not associating partners with you, my Allah. We have hopes in your mercy, my Allah. You have addressed us in your kalam. You have addressed us in your kalam, Majid, my Allah. You have said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, you have said, oh, my bandas who have transgressed, who have done wrong, they have sinned. Ya Allah, you have said that do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah, because Allah is most forgiving. Allah forgives all sins. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your speech is correct, my Allah. Your speech is accurate. Your speech is perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your word, my Allah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, completely forgive us, Ya Allah, every single sin we committed from the time we became baligh right till this very day. Sins that we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, in offices, in schools, in madrasas, in colleges, in parks. Ya Allah, in hotel rooms, my Allah, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, my Allah, but you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, still you did not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Allah, you are that Allah who loves to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adab. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us steadfastness and taqwa. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, ruzi. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many of our friends and family members, Ya Allah, they are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got cancer, they've got heart problems, they've got different diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are masoom children in this majma, my Allah. They are elderly people, they are ulama and huffaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah, by your ismi azam, Ya Allah, that name of yours, if any person takes, any du'as are readily answered by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummah bahut pareshan. Ummat bahut pareshan hai, Ya Allah, pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, ummat is suffering, my Allah. We are lightly because of our doings. We know that. We acknowledge, we confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, purham farma. Ya Allah, change our conditions. Make there be aman in aman. Ya Allah, make there be peace prevalent, prevailing now in the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam, the light of Islam. Make them come into the fold of Islam in droves, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us display a good character, my Allah. The character of Islam, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our dealings be correct, our conduct be correct, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us lead others astray. Don't make us be from dhalin, mudillin. Ya Allah, make us be on hidayat, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdi bina wa ja'alna sababa liman ihtada. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen. Accept the work of da'wat and tabligh. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of the mashayikh in the khanqas. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of the ulama in the makatib, hifz classes, madaris, darul ulooms, my Allah. Different organizations, they're doing social work, welfare work, my Allah. Whatever good work different people are doing, my Allah. So many are doing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know them, my Allah. But ya Allah, with such sincerity they're doing good works of deen. Grant each one of us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Grant us, ya Allah, more and more tawfiq, doing good and more good, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, that's the only hope we have. If we die with iman, we buried in jannatul baqi. Ya Allah, the day of qiyamah, if you raise us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then at least we have some hopes, my Allah, that we'll be granted the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, otherwise we have made no sacrifices for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become corroded and rusted only with ma'asiyat and sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kothur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly, my Allah. In dunya also, we did not see him, my Allah. In akhirah, don't deprive us now, my Allah, in being in his company, my Allah. Let it be said when you go to the holy kothur, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be waiting for us, my Allah. He must be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and he must give us the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have, our sisters have tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can solve our problems, my Allah. Ya hal al mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, Ya Allah, financial problems, domestic problems, social problems, my Allah, people have got depression, my Allah, people are suffering from waswasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have qarz and debts to pay, my Allah. Make it be easy for every person, my Allah. Whatever his problem is, remove his and her problem, complete him. Ya Allah, there are so many young, Ya Allah, youngsters, Ya Allah, young boys and young girls of marriageable age, Ya Allah, they wish to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to live a life of chastity, my Allah, purity, my Allah. They do not want to go towards zina, my Allah. You provide for them the right partners, Ya Allah, and bless them with a blissful marriage, Ya Allah, full of taqwa and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children, my Allah, pious offspring, my Allah. So many are married, have got no children, my Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, healthy, good, pious children. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.